so I'll just leave you to the devices in here, and I'll come back in about an hour and give you a break.
Thank you. I'm gonna go print another one of those.
Okay. See. On your marks. Get set. Go. Such a long time since I've done
this. Sort of interaction or discussions while you were doing the annotation? Did you have stages of clarification or?
We did.
At the beginning, we did.
Mm-hmm.
We did a training set, didn't we, and then compared to see.
Yeah, we did two of those, didn't we?
We probably did.
I think we did two training sets, and then we had at least one meeting with you where we talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly decided on things, and then we did all the rest of them separately.
Yeah.
So did you feel there was some process of convergence, like that you initially had quite different ideas about the phrase types and markations, and then eventually you came up with some kind of rules that you set up between the two of you?
Yes.
Or?
Actually, no.
Okay.
I thought we had same ideas. I don't remember ever having strong arguments about what should be in what group, or it was just the rules.
It's
about
the length of it, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we
and what counted as for the spectral features, it was more
that's really hard, yeah.
What counted as a spectral feature.
Mm-hmm.
We had a long discussion about that, but I don't remember sort of arguing from different sides and converging, just sort of piecing out what would come up and agreeing what we'd do.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a manual, which we haven't got here. Do you reckon we could get a copy? Would that be useful?
Mm-hmm.
Are we allowed to leave the meeting now?
It's been a long time, yeah, since we've done this.
Can we get Ben to print that one?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, now we're moving the headphones.
Can Ben has the file with this manual? Or
we did send it to him.
Yes, he's been emailed
it,
yeah. Otherwise, we can go onto our system and get it.
Now let's go.
Yes.
There's a cool little plaque. I don't know exactly how long you've been meeting, so.
Oh. Come top.
We could have these things in our. Area.
But know how little work we did. I'm doing that.
Telescopes.
Yes.
They're hardly in our areas.
They have got a conference thing, haven't they? In the ATC.
Yeah, that's right. Although it isn't Hughes or these days, I think.
I had to fly to Germany to do a teleconference, the same as you did for the ESO interview. And they fly you to Germany and put you on a four-way teleconference with three people in Chile. And had they asked, we could have done it fine at ATC.
Right.
And saved me having to go to Germany for the day. Right. But we haven't got that far.
It's a very strange interview feeling as well, because you can't see
them the body
while you're giving
yeah.
your talk. Because
yeah.
they just show, usually they have a camera on you and a camera on them.
Right.
But during the talk part, they have a camera on, I believe, them. Because I could see that guy reading a newspaper halfway through my talk. And then they had a camera on showing what my slides were.
Right.
And so you forget that they can see you at all.
Right.
And so when all of that was over, they were answering your questions and the view switched again. I realized I was sitting there in the interview going.
And mine was even, it was different again. It was a four-way split screen with me and three other people. And it just stayed like that. And I had the talk on the laptop in front of me and they had the talk on their laptops.
Right.
And I had to tell them when to press the button to turn the page.
And you can't say looking over here.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you see towards the top left of the image, you'll notice. And luckily, Olivia had warned me it might be complicated. And so I had something without very many, not little arrows flying in and things, because that would just make it really difficult. But I practiced the talk, standing up in front of it and pointing to things.
Yeah.
And you're sitting down in front of it, and you could see yourself. But not only could you see yourself, you see yourself bounce back 2 seconds later. By the time the signal had gone to Chile and back.
Really
so you're like, oh,
strange.
Did I just do that? And then you're reacting to what you did a while ago. That's a really daft situation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Lovely. And then we can start fighting about.
Shall we dive in the interim?
Yes. Continuum flux or continuum. Yes. Flux on its own wouldn't be a spectral feature. I think it should probably just be continuum. If it was continuum luminosity, you probably wouldn't animate it?
No, you wouldn't have. I think I'm working out who's top and bottom. yeah, I'm happy enough with that. I don't feel strongly about it.
Okay.
I actually haven't really thought about like marking or not marking who's top and who's bottom. I think maybe that would make sense for you guys to know.
I think we've worked.
Said he left it out on purpose, which is reasonable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I'm bottom anyway.
I'm pretty sure I'm top.
So even on one, we can tell. Because I would fight for line being a spectral feature as well.
Right. Yeah, I think that's probably right as well.
It's a bit hard to mark on this. Let's do that.
Okay. Next.
So, just for the convention, you're marking which annotation you think is the right one.
Yes.
So.
And if neither, then we'll have to put something else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here I'm missing soft component on the bottom.
And I think there. You're probably right. Soft component is a special feature.
If you get
feature.
Line, I get soft component.
Yep.
Sorry.
Oh, well, if you don't.
Shouldn't be probably, but no,
go ahead.
Well, isn't it that if it's a region of the spectrum that, and you can point at it, then it is a spectral feature, and that isn't...
You can point to a soft component.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's a big bump in the soft bit.
Okay.
Now, is a feature part of a spectral feature? I think you're right there as well.
Yeah, I'm not fussed about that.
It's not just absorption. But it's not just absorption, 0.5 kV. It's just actually something in absorption that you're seeing. If it was a dip in absorption or a lack of absorption,
this
you would put
the,
it in because we said we were put describing
to,
words.
Yeah, that's the thing you point to, and this is a physical mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd say...
You were
Excellent.
That's two.
That's definitely two. You're right.
This one with the equivalent width. I think you're right there. We weren't going to mark the equivalent width, but we were going to mark the lines.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
All right. I'm missing
broadline.
Yeah, that's true. You get that.
And nebulae.
As
a source type.
I don't remember what we were doing with nebulae. We weren't doing like H2 regions and stuff, were we?
I can't remember.
I can't remember actually.
Should we see when the manual comes? Let's come back to that one.
Yes.
I can't remember what we're doing about that either.
We're doing descriptions that made things separate classes. In which case I'd argue for elliptical thing.
That seems reasonable.
My god, I've just gone mad at the underlining here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Breaking the power law index. I think that's probably a... You can point to it,
but the thing,
equally,
but
it's not a.
Yeah.
It's something you've derived.
The power law index is something you derive. A break in a spectrum is something you can point at. So.
So what's a break in a power law index?
Well, that's a feature, because in this spectrum it does that and does that.
Mm-hmm.
That thing there.
That is where it breaks. So.
Slight depression of the continuum near the Lyman limit. I think you're right
and
there
if
as
I did
well.
It again, I'd say slight depression of the continuum and possibly, well.
But we're supposed
you can
to say
both the slight depression and the Lyman limit, but we're supposed to say the descriptive words of the features. So.
Yeah, if it was absorption at H alpha,
mm-hmm.
that would all be one. Or absorption at 5,000 nanometers would all be one anyway.
Yeah, but
because
they would be the
it
same.
It was at a certain point.
They'd both be the same spectral feature. Whereas here,
well, this
two
is
spectral
near.
Features. There's a Lyman limit, which you can see, and then there's a slight depression near it.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's near rather than at. It's not.
Yeah.
Good. Let's mark that.
Never friends. Start that.
And you want us split that one, then, do you, into two?
Yeah.
I'll agree with that, I think.
Yeah. Is that kind of clear?
Excellent.
Let's go blow over it. Absorption.
That I didn't mark because it's the physical process of absorption.
Yes,
not
and
the
you like that as well.
The thing.
Teddy was more awake to this.
Would there be other cases where you would actually mark absorption?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absorption
if it was
feature.
There's an absorption feature or absorption,
mm-hmm.
you see the spectrum at this wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say, for example, the quasar is absorbed, that just means the quasar is behind a bunch of stuff.
Yes.
So that's describing something physically rather than describing
mm-hmm.
the spectrum
Thank you.
Itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
There is no steep soft component below 2 kV.
I don't remember what we were going to do about things that weren't there. It's not something you can point to. You could point to it if it were there.
Yes, you could. I tend to miss out things if they're too long.
But if it had been there, then you would have...
You would point to
it.
Yeah. Yes, I think you were. Yeah. Should we go back to number 5?
The nebula?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yes, nebula.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me send that nebula. No, nebula, doesn't it?
I think it does.
Right.
We weren't matching H2 regions because it was a region, I think, was the argument for that. Line again. Line
in
ratios. But I remember we weren't going to mark line ratios, but we were going to mark, because here where you've got equivalent width of H beta, or if it's a...
But...
Ratio is different, I guess.
Line and line ratios is modifying ratios, isn't it? It's
I guess.
It's not talking about specific lines. A line ratio is a thing.
Yeah, but you haven't actually listed explicitly on that you're not going to include it.
Right.
Don't include?
Line ratios after abundances. So
is that the value or is that the word?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Don't it include the derived property?
You wouldn't include abundances or line strengths.
No.
Yeah.
You wouldn't include line in that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think. Oh, I see what you're doing. You're circling the one.
The
to
one
line.
To keep. Yeah. Damped Lyman alpha absorbers. I think that's a spectral feature, even though it's. You wouldn't mark the source type.
So can you just ask, now you just aligned, you circled the word and the outline, which you didn't?
Yes, because we don't want it underlined.
Right.
It
sorry,
shouldn't
okay,
be highlighted.
I see, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Damp plasma. See, again, these are source types. I mean, it's not a source type.
Mm-hmm. But it's also a...
But damp plasma alpha absorbers are physical things, not... spectral features.
But you also absorb them by you observe them by their spectral feature. What were we doing for things broad absorption line quasar, for example? We were marking the broad absorption line as well as broad absorption line quasar. So I think it should be the same as that. If it's defined by a spectral feature, we should mark it.
But you
here.
Wouldn't be able to point to something in a spectrum and say that's a damped Lyman alpha absorber unless you'd...
You could point to damped Lyman alpha, though. Because it says
yeah.
here, spectral features we're now referring to a type of source, e.g. Balin, Balquasar.
But we wouldn't say absorbers were a type of source.
Not a specific type of source, but I think still the spectral feature counts even though it's a modifier of something.
Okay. I'm not certain about that, but I...
What do you reckon, Bob?
Well, I mean, you look at this spectrum and spot that line now has been damped.
But...
That is a spectral feature.
Don't with damped laminar observers, you see them a variety of places along the line of sight. So you have to know...
Yeah, that's true.
How does it work? I don't know what damped laminar observers
are. If you look at a quasar, you see a bunch of... If you got a bunch of clouds of gas in the way, mm-hmm. you can see these things. But you wouldn't be able to point at one of them and say, ah,
different
that's a damped.
Yeah.
They're going to be different redshifts.
But that doesn't mean that it's... You can still say that's damped laminar alpha and that's damped laminar alpha.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
You can say all of that is damped Lyman alpha.
But you're guessing in a way, aren't you?
But isn't that always the case of something that's not particularly?
Well, no, but you see them in all sorts of different redshifts. It's like the Lyman alpha forest, mm-hmm. sort of. And I'm not certain I would mark that.
That's a
tricky one.
Certainly.
If it was some other spectral feature and then absorbers, would we mark it?
No, I wouldn't, because they're physical things, not spectral features. You can't point at something on a spectrum and say that's definitely a damped Lyman alpha. And I guess it's because they're modifiers of this source type, and we wouldn't mark that source type.
But we include modifiers of source types, we would mark.
We wouldn't mark.
We're not marking absorbers. But if it was a damped Lyman alpha quasar, then we would mark quasar and we would mark damped Lyman alpha.
Right. Well,
if it was broad absorption line quasar, we'd mark it.
Yeah.
So it's just, I guess, whether damped Lyman alpha is a spectral feature in itself.
Mm.
Which I would probably
one.
Say it was, but then I've never looked at one.
I guess it is.
Okay.
And that it is altering the spectrum. I mean, it's changing in this spectrum.
It doesn't have to be something that's specific. I guess, you know, we say a big blue bump or a soft or a continuum, and we include those.
But we weren't going to include descriptions of spectral features that were based on fitting.
That's true, but we have included power law, though.
Have we?
Well, no, we included steep soft components, sorry, and here... We included breaking the power law because of the break.
Steep soft component. Yeah, breaking the power law is something I'm not certain of. Steep soft component is something you can point at in a spectrum and say.
But it's still some degree of fitting in that it's steep.
Yeah.
You're saying. You know, what's steep and what's shallow?
It's tricky.
Let's have that for now then. If we change our mind later when we go through, we can always come back to it and say.
Again, I'd say this is a physical process, not a spectral feature.
Yeah, right. And absorption again.
Yeah.
Right, what have we got different here?
I don't have a K-star, but I should do.
Yeah, that's that one. And... this one here. Oh, we were including feature within spectral feature.
We were.
Okay.
What's wrong with broad H alpha?
I think I just missed it.
Right.
And I think it's not as if it's a... Although it's full width half maximum, it's still the line within it.
Yeah. Okay.
Silicon 2 is an element rather than a, in this context, rather than a line. These are the lines. I guess if via there wasn't in there, then you'd have it silicon 2 lines at.
Yeah.
But without, with via there, I think that means silicon 2 derived from these two features.
Yeah, I think so. criteria in it. That's actually my only species, isn't it?
Yeah,
actually,
that's true. Yeah.
A spectral feature, so on its own.
Yeah, that's true.
Lyman Alpha Forest clouds.
Oh no, we're back to it again.
Lyman Alpha Forest, you can point to on the spectrum.
That's true, but Lyman Alpha Forest clouds are source types we aren't marking.
So we haven't, basically, we just haven't got a rule for spectral features within or referring to types of source when
which
we're not
we
bothered marking the source.
Yeah. But
so
we
are we marking H2 and H2 regions, for example?
And I don't think we are, because that's not a spectral feature.
Well, that's good. Yeah, but I guess it's not defined by a spectral feature,
yeah.
Though, H2 region, whereas Lyman Alpha Forest is defined by the definition of Lyman Alpha Forest clouds is that they have Lyman Alpha Forests.
But saying that isn't the same as saying we've seen that in a spectrum, whereas a broad line quasar, someone has looked at it and they've seen a broad line.
But
someone's
looked at that
Lyman
spectrum.
Alpha Forest clouds, they could just be discussing the physical object, which we aren't marking.
Why aren't you marking it then?
Because they weren't, I don't know.
I don't think we were marking
diffuse
emission or.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It wouldn't count as a source type or.
Well, that's what I'm
wondering,
really.
Yeah.
I remembered not marking nebula or clouds or.
Yeah, but this is. Yeah. This responds species of cloud. It's a particular species of cloud, not. Just a general cloud, isn't it? So, isn't that different?
It's a modifier of clouds, but I don't think if we're including the.
Yeah.
I think if we're not including nebula and clouds, we can't include.
Yeah, but Bob's saying maybe we should be including nebula and clouds.
Perhaps we should have done.
But we haven't,
but we haven't
done
the whole thing. So,
okay.
I think maybe we just need to put under don't include diffuse emission. But then we still have to decide, if we don't label the source, what do we do about the spectral features that define that source? If we have, for example, broad absorption line object, we mark that. We mark broad absorption line in that.
That's because to know it's a broad absorption line object, we have seen it.
But to know this is a Lyman Alpha Forest cloud, we've seen Lyman Alpha Forest.
But it's in this spectrum of another object, though. It isn't the spectrum of the.
But it's still a spectral feature,
cloud.
Even if it's not. It might be a spectral feature, not in the cloud, but it's a spectral feature in the quasar, the Lyman Alpha Forest.
True.
Yeah.
And you could point at it, that's true, and say that is.
Let's keep them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even if not marked. No one else can do that, sorry.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay, so. Yeah. Lyman Alpha Forest again.
Yeah.
And that definitely is a spectral feature on its own then, because it doesn't even say Lyman Alpha Forest clouds.
Mm-hmm.
H, helium 2 optical depth. I think that's an elemental.
There,
yes.
That's
feature.
Derived. You're right.
Oh, we marked the same lines.
Excellent.
What have we done differently?
You've got line brightness temperatures.
It's a derived property of the line. We're gonna have a lot of these.
Yeah, we are.
And we weren't using line. What was the one we didn't do before? Line ratio we weren't doing.
Yeah, I don't think line brightness temperatures counts. Because it's not talking about a specific line.
Yeah.
It's talking about lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that counts.
Line feature. Me that.
Right.
So can we just go back to one page? Did you resolve the lines for different segmentations? Like, the main problem was?
There's only one difference here.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was a problem of like one having underlined the entire.
No,
they are the same otherwise.
Yeah,
quite impressively.
Yes,
that one's the same.
Damp line alpha again. Systems.
And Lyman Alpha data.
That what's a modifier of data?
But if you said,
I mean, that's
if you said the spectral data,
the type of data,
the continuum
I really don't think that counts.
But if it said damp Lyman alpha spectrum, you'd mark damp Lyman alpha because it's in the spectrum, and data is equivalent to spectrum.
I think just because it's got a spectral feature in the phrase, you wouldn't, for example, when we were saying silicon two levels, we didn't mark silicon two.
That's because it was talking about, but if it's saying silicon two line levels, then you would.
But what this actually means is we've made some measurements based on damped Lyman alpha measurements, and they tell us this answer, and this answer is...
I think you're probably right in the case of it being data.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
I'm not sure. I think I would mark it. It is a region of the spectrum, and they are actually using a region of the spectrum as the data.
If it's an emission line data.
If you both want not to mark it, then fine, don't mark it.
Mm-hmm. If it's an emission line data, would we put it in?
I wouldn't, but.
But if it just said. But if it just said emission line, we would. The emission line is strong. The emission line data shows strong. Then I think it's the same, actually. I think it's data isn't even needed. It's inconsistent with the damp Lyman alpha at more than 99% quote. Or the damp Lyman alpha feature. If you put feature there rather than data, then you'd mark it.
Oh, feature, absolutely.
But I think data is the equivalent of.
So from the perspective of the name entity recognition task, so I think there was also this one guideline of saying, for example, if something sitting under a negation, right? There was no damped L Y alpha something. Then I think the convention was that you still would mark that, right? So
yeah.
It's more like it's sort of like a quite literal task. So it's really like finding these kind of these types of strings rather than really referring to the underlying physical reality. Which I mean, sort of like if you were to resolve these kind of cases in order to put them say in a database, or so then you'd probably be right in this case, right? But given that the kind of thing is that this name entity recognition is much more a literal thing, like really just finding these kind of strings.
Right.
I think in this case, I would say this is probably an entity.
Okay. Isn't it we can argue about it for 10 minutes? It's probably not that clear cut.
Right.
Damp Lyman alpha systems.
And it again, but
it shouldn't be either
yeah.
of them. It should be damp Lyman alpha in red, whatever that is, spectral feature. And that shouldn't be there at all.
Okay.
And I've done it twice. Is that clear enough?
Right, source type.
Flat
spectrum. Have a rule about this.
We were including modifiers. We're including borderline quasars, non-borderline quasars as well. So I think we should probably include, because flat spectrum radio quasars are very different from steep spectrum.
That is true.
10% of the way there.
Just hitting the half an hour mark.
Yes.
Continua.
Speed up.
Oh gosh, we'll be here forever. Remarkably soft ionizing continua. You're right there, I think. Oh.
See, that's talking about the flux of ionizing photons, rather than
the absorbed
the continuum of that spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't want that one.
Oxygen shouldn't be there. Let's not observe.
Yeah.
Heavy element absorption lines, I think, should be there.
I'm happy enough with that.
Now, what else is different?
Blue shifted. That's okay with me. Okay. Yeah, you can
and
have that as well.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
And that one.
Next.
You're right, star forming galaxies are distinct.
I don't know why I did that.
Yeah,
I don't like that at all.
Probably because you were doing 7,000 of these an hour.
Probably that I was a bit sleepy. Lines from ions.
You can't tell the difference between a line from an ion and a line from something else.
Not?
Well, you know where they are in the... I guess, yeah, I don't know.
If it was lines from H2,
yeah,
you'd like it.
That's true. That's true. All right.
Blue wing flux. What are we going to do about flux? Doesn't say.
Yeah, the feature itself is blue wing flux, or if it said blue wing feature, we'd mark feature.
Yes, it's the amount of stuff in the blue wing.
Yeah.
So I'm happy with that. Line peak. I think that should be marked. Even though it's talking about increasing line peak, it's also talking about increasing excess blue wing. Should it actually be excess blue wing flux?
Possibly.
Anyway. I think line peak is something you can point to.
You can point to it, but can you point to a line peak velocity shift?
No,
yeah,
but you can't.
You can.
You can't also point to increasing blue wing.
Well, you can point to blue wing flux because you have your line and there's the blue wing flux. But if the line peak is increasingly shifted.
Yeah, I don't think that's a feature.
Okay.
There's a system issue again, so we should be consistent and keep it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Neutral hydrogen Gunn-Peters absorption. I think all of that's a spectrum feature. It's basically a way of saying the Gunn-Peterson.
Yeah.
It's a way of saying the Gunn-Peterson trough, though. Which, if you just said that, it's Gunn-Peterson absorption from neutral hydrogen rather than. If it was hydrogen absorption, you'd mark the whole thing. If it was hydrogen line, you would, so you should mark if it was. Or HB2 absorption. It's a marks the kind of spectral feature, doesn't it?
It's the process, isn't it?
Mm. But so is HB2 absorption. Emission is a process from H beta, but it's still, this is a process from neutral hydrogen. I guess what I'm meaning is neutral hydrogen should be in there, and the fact that Gunn-Peterson comes between it, it's just a pain.
Well, I wouldn't have any of it, I think, actually. I think all of that is just that it's a circular process, isn't it?
I think I might agree with. Because this definitely shouldn't be marked. Because that is a process, not.
Yeah.
And if that shouldn't be marked, then that shouldn't be marked.
Okay. Let's just cross everything out. Blue shifted absorption. I think it's a modifier of the thing, and so probably should be there.
Okay.
As in, we're putting weak and strong absorption would count, so I think blue shifted should. That's talking about the line, isn't it? So that should be in.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, let's talk about iron two strength rather than. It's not the abundance of it or any derived property, it's just the strength of the lines.
You don't think that it actually is abundance really in a way? I'm not sure, but.
I guess perhaps it is.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Let's make a decision. I guess it could be abundant.
Well, yeah. Either that, if that shouldn't be in, neither should either of those.
Yes, that's true. I think it probably should then, because we will put an hour line strength. If it said every 2-line strength, we would definitely put it in.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that's what it's referring to, even though it's not. It's not saying.
Well, but it. Isn't it an elemental abundance that you estimate actually using a number of lines? It isn't just one discrete line inspector, is it?
It's lines.
Well,
it's an abundance. It's an element, I guess, but it's.
So it's an ionic species, and it'll have a number of lines in the spectrum, and you'll estimate an abundance of the species actually using all the lines.
But it says strength rather than abundance. I think that's still looking at the amount of flux coming out of all the FE2 lines rather than.
With marked thing, have we marked things like? Yeah, I don't know if we've marked things like silicon one throughout.
In general, we haven't, unless it's specifically saying it's a line.
Yeah.
But I guess the question is, does this specifically refer to a line? Maybe it's not clear enough to mark.
Mm.
Let's not mark it.
Yeah, if we don't mark it, though, we definitely shouldn't mark these two, should we?
Well, no, that's line, narrow line. If it said FE2 line strength, then we would mark it. Because you're talking about the line of it rather than the element.
Do you agree with that?
I think so.
If that's true, then they're leaving out the word line. I don't think should mean that it shouldn't be marked.
The word line should be in there. Or
we know what they mean. Like.
Yeah. I think they mean the line strength rather than the FE2 abundance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then
that's what they're probably mean.
Next.
Yes, bloated star.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take out line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the wrong. That's just the wrong colour.
Yeah.
As is that.
You're right.
I think you're right.
Maybe that counts.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah.
And you're right there as well. It's a simple process.
Okay. That counts.
Yes, that was one I wasn't sure about because I don't do far infrared.
Yeah.
And if it was mid infrared, if it was ULERX, you'd put it in. That's just the wrong net. That's. This should be a source name.
This shouldn't be.
I don't know.
Does those count as modifiers? Active. We definitely include active.
Yes. I guess the problem is G2. What does that mean? I presumed it.
Kind of elliptical, is it? E2 is kind of elliptical.
Yeah.
I don't know
is
what
it?
G means.
Okay, right. I guess that's one I just didn't know what it. I thought it was the catalogue.
Mm-hmm.
H alpha, I think, should be marked.
Those can. Does that not mean a broadband detection? And does that count?
Sorry, what's the.
H alpha detection.
Yeah, you're still detecting the line, even if you're detecting it from broadband filters.
But don't we say we don't do that? Right, look, don't include modifiers of regions or systems, e.g.
Forward line region. You are right.
Systems. That's why I wasn't doing
and
it.
And narrow line nebulae. Okay, we need to go back and change those.
That.
You're right. Okay, where was it? It started here. what is it? We have got nebulae marked here.
Yeah, but modifiers.
Okay, modifiers of them, which is. Could be LFUC one.
Yeah, we could always change this if we think we're right, rather than going back through.
So damp lime and alpha absorbers shouldn't be in there.
Based on this, but we could change this rule rather than changing all those things.
But then,
what's
I've probably used that rule half the time and just forgotten to use it other times.
Just about changing rules, I mean, in a sense, you also want to make sure that the annotation, that the agreements that you arrive on today, that they're consistent with what you did before.
Mm.
And
right.
So I mean, this really only displays those cases where you disagreed.
Right.
But if you sort of like change
right.
the rule now on the fly,
yeah.
then that
yeah.
might be, then that might create inconsistencies.
Because you might have followed
that. Yes,
rule.
I'm sure
right.
I followed that rule sometimes and just forgotten. So let's
right.
take that out. Lime and alpha forest here.
Yeah.
But lime and alpha forest should be in here because it's not talking about a. It's not a modifier.
Yeah, that's fine. Depth lime and alpha systems.
Don't find enough of data. Data, I think we should keep in.
Okay.
Because it's be the same as feature. Or
spectrum.
I think data is the same as spectrum. Because the data is a spectrum.
I still don't like it, but.
Final view, Bob?
I don't have passion for
it. I wouldn't, I think, now.
Okay.
Probably.
And this one comes out as well.
Yep.
Okay, so we want.
Yeah, just cross
nothing. Yep. Right. We're there. Right.
So what were we looking at this page for anyway? It was for something.
H-alpha detection.
Broadband detections isn't don't include.
But I wouldn't. Is H-alpha broadband? It's a line.
Whether
you detect
it. Narrowband detection.
Yeah.
Narrowband imaging detection. All right, good.
I think so.
H-alpha emitters are not a distinct class of source, I don't think.
No, they aren't.
Line.
Just out of curiosity, this narrow broadband that refers to the type of spectral lambda that you have, like on the type of filter, or is
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess if you're picking out a spectral feature, even with a broadband or narrowband, then it's still a spectral feature. If you're picking out a line,
yeah.
However you pick it out. Line on its own. I think there's going to be a lot of those, which makes life simpler.
Okay. Yeah. Right. This is another systems thing.
Yep. Absorption profiles. I think the whole thing should actually be marked. Even with complex.
Okay.
How far
yes.
should we go? Complex, just absorption profiles.
Yeah, absorption profiles are good for. Why not?
Lime and alpha forest line blanketing or lime and alpha forest line?
Yeah, take out the blanket.
This is a system.
Yep.
VRBI is an instrument.
VLBI
is a network.
What is it?
VLBI is interferon. It's a technique.
Yeah.
It's not a.
Yes.
Yeah.
The network is an instrument.
It's called something else, isn't it?
Very long baseline array.
Yeah, it's
VLBA. VLBA. If it had an A on the end, it would be the instrument.
This is.
Well.
VLBI network image. So do they mean the VLBA?
Isn't all of. This is an instrument, if you have it all, isn't it?
European VLBI. It's an instrument, not a research group.
Yes, because it takes an image. So.
Yeah.
Oh, but then a research group could take an image. Okay, let's. How much modifiers are we putting in?
It's only supposed to be proper names. But I don't.
Which it is.
Yeah, is that. So this whole thing is an instrument?
From 1.6 or from European?
I think it's.
Or just from VLBI?
Starting with Europe.
It is in capitals.
Yeah. Oh, I see, yeah. So is this like, it's a subset of the VLBA?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Just in Europe.
Right.
There's actually Merlin and all the international analogues in Europe, all hooked up into one instrument, basically.
Cool. Okay.
That is the source name, right?
That's just broadband, isn't it? Broadband emission.
Yeah, that's
so that shouldn't be marked. Radio loud objects. It's not really. It's not a mod. It's not the region or system. Anything ending in object we don't include,
yeah.
So, none of those. Now we've both marked line ratios here.
Yeah, but we shouldn't have done.
And that's the same.
Yeah, that's fair enough. It's certainly not a source name.
And there it's different because you're talking about the ionizing continuum.
Yeah, that means
which is
that's a process. It's a processor. It's the type of photons. It's not the continuum you're looking at.
I think you can point to line pairs.
Sure you can. Yep.
And that shouldn't be in there.
Yep. Need to shut that.
Yep. Go away. You're right there. It's all one big spectral feature. And nebula shouldn't be marked.
Have we agreed on that?
What did we
only agreed that so far we've only agreed that we can't include spectral features modifying nebula. But I don't see
what did we
yet
do back here? We did mark nebula, yes. It was things that weren't distinct, like.
Yeah, but say there's many different kinds of nebula, I think is why I wasn't doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a difficult one, but if we're going to stick to it, let's stick to it.
If we're going to have them, let's have them.
I think
don't mind.
I think if we start putting that in, we could get confused.
Mm.
And you're right there.
You're right. There. Source type.
Yeah.
Line
blanketing. You think?
I know. I don't think I do that.
We had line blanketing just now and we included it. I think
did
we
did you? I thought it was a process and it wasn't included.
Where was it?
We did just have it.
Yeah.
It wasn't that far back, was it?
does he?
No, wasn't that
Lyman Forest line blank. We took
blanketing
out.
Yeah, we took blanketing out. I don't think that should be in.
That's all the same.
That's a source name.
Yes. Yes, it is. Red and blue components. I think you're right there as well.
Yeah.
You could say.
Yeah, I think I'm right.
Yeah, I think in the same way that you can point to the soft x-rays or the hard x-rays, you can point to the red and the...
Well, I would argue that that is the thing that... that you only extract that after actually model a spectrum, don't you?
The soft excess you can definitely point to in an x-ray thing. You know if there's one there or not. You can say that's that. So
yeah.
You're saying you wouldn't know it was soft unless you...
yeah.
So we're talking about the continuum though. If you have a galaxy spectrum, you could say there's the blue component, there's the red component to the spectrum.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, it comes from adding two different things together.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That
I can see that, yeah.
It's actually getting the actually model
of the
spectrum, not just actually looking at the spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd give that for red and blue components, but I wouldn't probably give that for soft component. Because a soft excess is that's an x-ray thing. Like a break.
But if it said red or blue excess rather than red or blue component.
Yeah, but
I guess the problem
component it is means it's never really actually in the model though.
Yeah, I take out red and blue.
Oops.
Which means maybe we should take out soft.
Well,
it's such a basic sort of, you look at a spectrum and you say that's a soft excess, it's a soft.
The excess is, yeah.
Yeah.
But
if you modelled it with two parts, one that had
a
harder and softer spectrum.
That's
Hubble in Hubble Deep Field South.
Hubble and Hubble Deep Field South.
I didn't include it. Although it does apply to the telescope.
Yeah.
But
Let's
keep going.
So did we have a soft component earlier?
Yes.
So we should kill it.
Yeah.
Anyone remember when?
I think actually pretty early on, I would have thought. Let's
start at the beginning.
There it is.
Oh. Excellent.
Right.
Hubble. Anyway, the top one I think you should include. Possibly with flux as well, though.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy with that.
And then, the whole thing. High Z radio galaxies. Now, what did we say about acronyms where part of it was useful?
Did we make a decision about high Z radio galaxies? Because I think they are discussed as a separate source type, aren't they?
Yeah.
High Z radio galaxies?
Can we just. Interesting because.
In high zone.
Yeah.
But I don't think we should mark high redshift in that.
Yeah.
They are just redshift. But yeah. What did we say about acronyms where?
Where part of it's useful. I think you're supposed to mark the whole thing.
Yes, I think you are.
So you're right.
See if it's 1.8 and 1.9 galaxies.
As a subclassification of Seyfert, no one would make us.
You wouldn't say we're talking about
Seyfert 1.8.
Yeah.
People do that, don't they? Stupid.
I think they probably are.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's separate. Yeah. It's just the that's and fine. That's anyways. Mission line feature we're going to include.
Yeah.
Galaxy, yeah,
galaxy
it's a process.
Formation doesn't
yeah.
Count.
And now this
yes,
is one
that counts.
Where it should be this one, but what have you done if these are doubly underlined? Has it just plotted the top colour?
Oh, was it actually possible to doubly underline
yes.
things? I don't know which one it would display then.
Okay, because what we want here, let's just mark what we want, and we want that, but with also a
yeah.
borderline. I can't write.
I should know that was possible to have these. So
we changed it so that you could.
Oh.
Yeah. Because quite often an object class is defined by a spectral feature,
mm-hmm. okay.
like borderline radio galaxies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Borderlines,
yeah,
I think.
I think that's going.
Just the wrong
mind.
Oh, wrong colour for a few things. Oh, it's over here. Hyperluminous galaxy.
If you're having ultraluminous,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the hyperluminous, yeah.
This is just a colour issue.
Is it? Oh, right. QSO is not. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, this should be. And that one.
Yeah.
ISM. It's diffuse. So it probably shouldn't be in there.
The ISM isn't a source type, is
oh.
it?
No.
I don't think so.
What are we doing about nebula again? I've forgotten.
We're now including nebula, aren't we?
Okay.
Features.
Slack spectrum radio.
Yeah.
Strong drop in the continuum. I think you're right there.
Okay.
I think you're right again. That's just the place.
We aren't doing mission line objects.
And we're not doing mission line when it's a modifier of objects, are we?
Oh, no, we aren't doing that either. You're right.
The question is, are mission line objects a separate class of source? I think they are.
No.
But
no.
You're arguing not to have anything with objects in it. Right?
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
So,
yeah, anything only with objects, so nothing.
And CFIT galaxies should be one, you're right there.
Yeah.
We got through 70.
Excellent.
That's pretty good. That's only the third.
Yeah. We're getting a lot faster.
It's pretty young as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.